This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, let's get right to it. The Philadelphia train crash that happened back in May 2015. We are, source has now revealed that the engineer that ran it off the rails was distracted. This is from a source close to the investigation, and they told NBC News today. The engineer at the controls of the Amtrak 188 told investigators in February that he could barely recall the moments leading up to the crash. This crash happened at night. Instead, he claimed to have, quote-unquote, dreamlike memory of his locomotive going too fast around the curve and hitting the brakes as he realized the train was going to tip over. Another train's engineer had reported that his windshield had been hit by something, possibly a gunshot. Now, remember that? So we're wondering who was shooting up the train. Investigators a year ago theorized that engineer Brandon Bolstein was distracted by those reports and may have also been hit by a rock at about the same time, lost situational awareness, and failed to slow his train. Unfortunately, 8 people were killed and 200 were injured when the train derailed. The National Transportation Safety Board has scheduled a hearing Tuesday in Washington, D.C. to consider its final report. It's possible the probable cause could change somewhat before the meeting ends. Now, this Philly train crash has brought, and we talked about this a year ago, to light if the engineer was distracted by a text, by daydreaming, right? The topic came up of should our trains be automated? Should they be in control by another power, all right, off-site, okay, off, not out of the country, hopefully, okay, we don't want that, but should these be automated? And for that matter, they were talking about planes when the pilot decided to take the plane and crash into a mountain when he had a death wish. And this is very frightening. Because if we as humans can't get our poop together, we are going to be, our lives are going to be in the hands of a machine. Now, some of you say, well, that's fine and dandy. I would rather my life be in the hands of a machine. Because humans, they don't pay attention, they get distracted, they make mistakes. You see, I don't feel that way because I have, I don't know how many computers through work, through studio, through my house, and I have an iPhone. So, case in point, I don't trust computers, okay? My iPhone is not dependable. My MacBook Pro, I don't know why I have Apple products. My MacBook Pro has made, just, my other laptop was so much better until I accidentally, you know, knocked it over and it broke the screen. So, I just don't trust computers. Okay, I don't. However, you know, you have somebody who was distracted, and we're seeing distraction more and more. I mean, you know, I haven't done personal studies, all right, on human attention deficit and the new generation and if they just innately have attention deficit because of the way we do electronics and the way we now, you know, have email at your fingertips, etc. I mean, my kids have never had to wait for a letter in their life, okay? I mean, they were born into an age where, you know, mommy told them what needed to be told, and now when they need information, they get it from a text or instant messaging or from Facebooking or an email. So people don't know what it's like to wait for a letter. People don't really know what it's like to wait for dinner, okay? And even in my family, I am just as guilty, Okay? You know, my husband, he was cooking corned beef and cabbage last night. Well, I was hungry. So I started eating some of the side dishes. Okay? I don't wait to eat anymore. Remember, though, when we were growing up, we would get smacked. All right? If we touched the food, we would get our hands slapped, you know, or the, you know, and you know, you weren't allowed to eat a cookie. You weren't allowed to ruin your appetite. Because it was so important that you sat there and ate dinner. This is unheard of now. I mean, yes, the kids know that we sit down and we have dinner together, et cetera. We know no cell phones at the dinner. They don't listen. You know, I saw my son, both of them. Phones were going off. I'm like, excuse me. Okay, I'm trying to talk to you about my day. And then you see them try to feign interest. That's got to be the most hilarious thing. Where you try to see your kids feign interest, right, on your day. And then you look over at your husband to roll your eyes at what the kids are doing. And he's fucking just as bored. Oh, it's sad. Okay, so anyway, so back to the subject at hand. If our train engineers or our pilots are getting distracted, okay, or our surgeons or our nurses or our teachers or our, what problem were we having with our traffic control, air traffic control, them not paying attention, and two planes having near misses, we have an issue. And I think one of the most underdiagnosed diagnoses or symptoms is attention deficit. And I would suggest that before any job, okay, you put them through intensive screening. Okay? Let them stare at a screen for 2-3 hours. Okay? Well, they could have their phone and monitor and see how many times they look away. I mean, if they, during a job interview, won't pay attention to the screen or the video game as they're driving, no matter how boring, they don't get the job. Period. It's an easy test. They have these, and no, it can't be a fun game. It has to be realistic. You are driving a train at night, and you just watch the video of the train go on the tracks. Okay, and I know they're like commuter trains or like subway type trains. And you just have them sit there and watch. So however long their shift is going to be, if it's going to be 3 hours or whatever, that's their interview. Period. Let them control the, you know, they can hit the controls, they can jot notes at what time were they supposed to do something. Like, for example, at a curve were you supposed to decel? Whatever. And just have them, you know, jot that down and pay attention. And if you notice that they looked away to look at their phone, or they looked away, or their eyes rolled, or they started to nod off, they don't get the job. It's simple, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Actually, Ben is working the dials. And a big thanks to you for you all for tuning in. I know, Ben's really good, too. I know. Wait, look, here's the problem. We can't say how much we like Ben because Tom, you know, could feel insulted. So we got to be like, you know, oh, Ben stinks, but he really doesn't. Ben's actually really good. But remember, when Tom's here, be like, oh, we really missed you, Tom. You know, we got to roll with it, okay? Because, listen, Tom really takes this very personally. He's very, very sensitive to these issues. So even though I think Ben is nailing it, just nailing it, we got to pretend like when Tom was gone, everything went pot, okay? Just work with me on that. And thank you, Ben, for being such a good sport, because you know how Tom is. All right. Thank you. So, all right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You got to learn how to play the game, guys. Okay, speaking of which, there is a new product out there that many of you guys are, I guess, getting ready to, you know, pull out the credit card for. It's called a smart tampon. It is created by a team of Americans in Shenzhen, and they are called MyFlow. MyFlow, and they sense the saturation level of a woman's sanitary product and alerts users to prevent leaks and infections. American engineer Amanda Brief told her colleagues that she was leaving her job to join a hardware accelerator in China. She was, they say, I guess, herself, I guess, dealing with a, we call them mishaps, where, or leaks, okay? She said she had her own issue, okay, when that happened. Brief and her University of California Berkeley classmates designed the quote-unquote MyFlow tampon monitor to alert the user when their tampon is full and to prevent any leaks onto their clothing. Now, I mean, do you have to have, like, a little ear sensor to keep this private? I mean, how do you keep this on the down low so that, you know, the whole world doesn't know about it? Well, anyway. Okay, so she became the first woman to test a menstrual flow tracker, removing the risk of the type of accident that had forced her to tie a sweater around her waist as she spoke to coworkers in January. Oh, we've all been there. Yeah, all right. The problem is for me, I mean, I basically had to reclothe my whole, I mean, it's just, it's bad. It's embarrassing. She goes, I let men know that whether you know it or not, every woman in your life has or knows someone personally who has a menstruation mortification tale. We just don't talk about it. I talk about that stuff all the time. In fact, I think you guys are sick of me talking about it. I have told you many a story. All right. Anyway, so the team chose to create a wearable for tampons. 70% of the women in the United States use sanitary products every month, yet are unable to see or feel if the tampon needs to be changed. So sanitary protection retail sales stood at $3 billion in the United States in 2014, up 2% from the previous year. So that's interesting. I would think a lot of women are stopping having their periods, and so we are seeing less of a push to we're seeing less people have periods. It's interesting. You know, here I am coming out of medical school, and as the years progressed, the demand from patients for me to stop their period. One of my patients was a new patient. She comes in, and she was a porn star, and she said, I need the predictability, so you need to refill my birth control because I can't have my period on the set. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, she was like 50, and I don't usually give birth control to 50-year-olds. I usually have a gynecologist involved because the estrogen level in birth control could be very risky the older you are. And so we got her set up with a gynecologist right away because I thought it was odd that she was having heavy periods at that age, to the degree that she was, even though a lot of times before menopause, rather than periods lightening, they can start getting heavy. No, there's no lightning that happens. No thunder and lightning. Maybe thunder and lightning do happen. But I don't know. I'm too busy yelling and screaming because I'm on my period. But anyway, and so, you know, we got her set up with the gynecologist, et cetera. But, you know, this is, for years it was, I want Viagra, I want a Z-Pak. Now, very routinely, patients are asking, I don't want my period anymore. And so it just blows my mind how medicine has changed, where we take something very, very natural and designed, you know, to work very intricately. And many women nowadays are able to control that from happening. And it's now very, very commonplace. So anyway, so the tampons are designed by the MyFlow team of four incorporate a conductive thread that connects to a Bluetooth enabled waistband clip to transmit data to the user's phone. Good. Okay, so basically it's not a big alarm that sounds off in the middle of history class. Good. Users can track how full their tampons are through the MyFlow app, and custom alerts tell them when saturation reaches a selected percentage. I wonder how expensive these tampons are. Data collected by the app will allow users to better understand their bodies, like a fitness tracker or sleep monitor. That is cool. To prevent embarrassment, users can write their own text used for the MyFlow alert, so others who see their phones will see a message saying pick up coffee or collect car. Okay, yeah, see, rather than say your tampon's full, you know, you could say, you know, call the Dr. Dahlia show. And then, you're about to call the Dr. Dahlia show? Yeah, that's what I'm about to do, see? All right, so the team graduated this month from the Shenzhen-based accelerator Hox, which helps inventors develop their ideas into market-ready products with a focus on robotics and healthcare technology. All right, so you know what? Pretty smart. Here's the price. They say the waistband clip wearable will be sold at $50, and the accompanying tampons will be sold at no more than $3 more than a normal box. That's actually pretty good in terms of pricing. So, I mean, is this where we're at? Do we need companies like this? Well, here's my thing, okay? When you see somebody, unfortunately, in the ICU for toxic shock, and you see a young girl who leaves the tampon in too long, I look at this more not so much to prevent embarrassment, but to help these young kids who are so distracted that unfortunately they could be at risk of toxic shock, which is deadly. And toxic shock is when you leave a tampon in too long that the bacteria settle, and when the bacteria settle, it unfortunately it causes overgrowth of bacteria, then there's toxins, and then unfortunately you could go into sepsis and you could go into shock. Hence, toxic shock. And it's a horrible, I mean, people have lost arms and legs from it. And so, you know, when I grew up, my family, my mom basically said no tampons. Okay, because you're gonna die of toxic shock. And remember, that was back when, was it Rely? Was that the brand of tampons that came out where a lot of women were reporting toxic shock because the way they were made was, for some reason, harboring bacteria? And so it was scary. There were a lot of those cases. So I grew up being yelled at not using those sanitary products. So for me, it was pads and toilet paper rolls and baby diapers and, I don't know, my notebook. Okay, so whatever I had, I used. Thing is you have a lot of women out there, and for those of you out there, if you're having issues where you are basically having a Niagara Falls moment, okay, that's not normal. Okay, what is normal? Normal is supposed to be you needing to change your pad every, you know, couple hours. Okay, I would recommend sooner than that, okay, if you think you soiled it, because there's, you know, but you're supposed to be changing every few hours on your heavy days. Then it's supposed to lighten, okay, and you're supposed to have the first couple days as heavy, and then it's supposed to lighten over the next few days, and your period be done anywhere between 4 and 7 days. Some of you say you bleed for 8 to 10. That's not right. Some of you brag that you only bleed for a day or two. Well, I mean, lucky you, but I would still, you know, make sure that that's normal for you. Concern I have is when you don't have a full type of period, I'm concerned that you're not building up the lining that you're supposed to. Remember, why do we have a period? Well, we have a period because you ovulate. And when you ovulate, your body's expecting you to get pregnant every month. If you don't get pregnant, the egg will then pass down, land in the uterus, and then once the hormones realize you didn't get pregnant, you will then have a drop in your progesterone, and then you shed the uterus lining. If your body senses it's pregnant, your progesterone rises, starts to beef up the uterus. And so it's a mechanism. So if you're not pregnant and you're barely bleeding, I think that maybe there's a hormone issue where your body's telling yourself not to bleed, or you aren't building up enough of a cushion there. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Rebel, rebel.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why name my kids Brock and Stone, or Stone and Brock? Because I wanted very unique names. I wanted real tough guy names. I was afraid that any kid I gave birth to was going to get beat up in school. And so I wanted real strong names. And so, and it worked. You know, thank God my kids haven't gotten beat up in school yet. Thank God. And, you know, because if they're like, yeah, you know, let's go beat up the wax kids, you know, after school, yeah, yeah, what are the names? Stone and Brock. Brock. Yeah. I'll pass. Yeah. You got a Eugene, maybe, but not Brock. And I love names like David and Jonah, and I think those names, Gene, I love. But unfortunately, you know, I just remember growing up in school, and I remember the kids that got beat up. Well, I guess we have the list of names that seem to be the most popular. Apparently, annually, the Social Security Administration announces the most popular baby names, all right? And they say the names Noah and Emma were the most popular, according to Social Security. Wasn't it like the when Lost was so big, the show Lost, the most popular names was Jacob for a boy, and I forget the girl's name that was on Lost. I guess that was the most popular name. It's very interesting. You would think Khaleesi, you know, from Game of Thrones, or Stark, you know, would be, I don't know. I mean, you look at what are the most popular. What about Empire Cookie? I'd love to. If I had a daughter, I would so name her Cookie. I love him. Lucius. Love the name Lucius, too. Lucius? Wow. Anyway, okay. So the top boy names were Noah and Emma. Top girl names, Olivia, Emma, Sophia, Ava, Evelyn, Oliver, Noah, Liam, Benjamin, and Henry. Henry for boys. That's interesting. All right, because Henry is a very old school name, you know, like King Henry, Prince Henry, etc. Oliver, I'm noticing a lot more. Noah, Liam, Benjamin. Benjamin D! Hey, Benjamin, nice job, man. So Benjamin can now have a Benjamin Jr. Isabella, Mia, Abigail, Emily, Charlotte, and Harper. Other boy names, Mason, Jacob, William, Ethan, James, Alexander, and Michael. What are names you don't really see anymore? Phyllis. You don't see Rose. You don't see Gertrude. You don't see Wilhelmina. You don't really see Barbara as much. Yeah, that's interesting. There's these names that, I mean, if we don't feel like naming our kids these names are going to be going by the wayside. Dahlia, I got my name Dahlia by my father was in love with the actress Dahlia LaVey. I believe Dahlia LaVey was in one of the James Bond movies, and she was an actress. She was really pretty. And so he named me after her. So, yeah, I know that. So I would like to see more people name their kid Dahlia. Actually, Dr. Dahlia. That I would really like to see that. I think that would be cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you are relieved as the House plans or drops the plan to register women for the draft. Republican members of the House Rules Committee during a late Monday meeting stripped provisions from the annual defense authorization bill that would have required women to register for the Selective Service System. The controversial provision narrowly passed the House Armed Services Committee last month and was expected to be a major point of debate on the defense policy bill this week. The Rules Committee members instead voted to cut off the consideration of the issue on the House floor and strike that entire section of the bill. The unusual but not unprecedented procedural move avoids what could have been a very thorny debate for both parties over women's rights and roles in the military. So this is, now they're going back and forth as to why it was cut out. They say the idea to make women register for the draft was introduced last month by Representative Duncan Hunter as part of an effort to highlight problems with the Pentagon's decision to open all combat roles to women earlier this year. He voted against the idea, but it passed anyway. They say since then, conservative Republicans have scrambled to find ways to remove the provision from the annual military budget and policy measure. In current law, men between the ages of 18 and 26 are required to register for possible involuntary military service with the Selective Service System. Women have been exempt, and past legal challenges have pointed to combat restrictions placed on their military service as a reason for their exclusion. So, here's the thing. To me, the idea of women not being in the Army was foreign, or not registering or for Selective Service, because, you know, in Israel, all men and women have to serve their country in some form or another. And so that's just what everybody does. And so, you know, for me, I understood that, you know, in America they do it differently, in a lot of other countries they do it differently. And, but, you know, if they ever said, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, you know, look, you know, you're going to have to register when you're 18, for me, that just seemed a no-brainer, absolutely. You know, things are different now. You know, men and women want to be on the same playing field. We want, you know, equal rights. So, you know, we have equal duties. And so, you know, to me, it did make sense. But, you know, it's, again, I just don't like the idea I don't like the idea of policy being done for political reasons. Okay? I think policy needs to be done because there's a passion, because there's a need, because there's if the reason why this was brought up was a passive-aggressive attempt to go, okay, look, you know, fine, you know, if you want women to, you know, have equal combat roles, then it needs to be equal all the way across. I don't like it when policy happens that way. Okay? I mean, if we are united, saying, look, okay, all right, we are going to equal the playing field. Women are going to be in combat roles. This is 2016. This is what we're doing, so we make it equal all the way across. All right, this is a movement to have equality in the armed services and the armed forces and the military. I could digest that a lot better than, all right, well, if you want this, then you gotta, I mean, then you can't be a hypocrite and we'll make you look like a hypocrite if you don't. So I just don't get that. So I still don't know who's behind this, Democrats or Republicans, but whoever it is, you know, we need to be very productive, okay? And using a selective service, you know, to make a political point, I don't think is the smartest way to go, okay? You know, if we feel that men are unfairly chosen for the military and we need to even the playing field, then we bring it up that way. But if it's, you know, and I've already said my point, and it's, you know, it's tough. I mean, are our 18-year-old women ready and fit for military? You know, one thing that's so important about this subject is we don't give enough media attention to our youth being physically fit enough for the military. Every now and then you hear the Pentagon or you hear the upper brass go, look, we have a national security crisis bigger than we've ever seen with our youth being obese and not being physically fit for military. I mean, why aren't we in schools making sure our boys and girls are militarily fit? Why not? Well, because some of them get to opt out of PE because they could sprain their ankle. I mean, what if we need troops? What do we do? If we don't have enough men, healthy boys, we're going to have to look to the girls. Well, no, we can't because PE is only required. Why aren't we all in physical shape by the time we're 18? And imagine what that teaches our kids as they go into adults. Because I worked out ever since I was 13. I was in very good physical shape by the time I was 18. I could run. Not to the degree that you would need to in the Army. I still would be huffing and puffing, but at least I worked out. There's a lot of people that don't. Once PE stops by sophomore year, they're done with physical activity. You know, maybe what we need to do is, before we make any new laws, let's start getting everybody physically fit and ready in case, God forbid, we do need to draft everybody. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so exercise could significantly reduce your risk for many types of cancer. And they say including some of the most lethal forms of cancer. So get this. If you work out for just a couple hours a week, It appears to shrink the risk of breast, colon, and lung cancer. And researchers came up with this after looking at 1.4 million adults. They say those are three of the four major cancers that affect Americans today. And fitness buffs, your cancer risk appears to continue to decline as you rack up hours of physical activity, according to lead author Stephen Moore, an investigator with the U.S. National Cancer Institute. The more activity, the more the benefit. As people did more, their risk continued to lower. They say it should be noted, however, that the study only found an association between exercise and reduced cancer risk. It did not prove cause and effect. Many of you ask what that means. Well, you know, they can't say that they did a study where they watched me get on a treadmill and watched me make sure that I didn't later develop a cancer, God forbid. Okay, that is a cause and effect. When they look at an association, okay, then what that is, well, you look at a bunch of people who work out, okay, and you ask them, you know, how much did they work out and, you know, what level of workout did they do, et cetera. And then what you do is you turn around and you look at their longevity. And then you look at a bunch of people that don't work out and you look at their longevity. So when you see that the people that didn't work out were more inclined for, you know, cancers and the people that did work out weren't, then you get to say there's an association. Okay, so you guys get that? And, the, you know, knowing these studies and how these studies are done are very, very important. You know, I have to teach medical students. I'm an assistant professor at Toro University. And so, you know, one thing we need to do is tell students, you know, when they look at an article, you know, they need to discern, one, who's the author? You know, is there any motive for this study? And it's okay if the motive is to make money. Okay, but you need to find out, you know, who is making the study. Like, for example, if there's a study saying product Giggly Goop is the best product out there to prevent heart disease, and you go, well, who is the author? Who is saying this? Is this the, you know, Harvard Medical Study, National Institutes of Health, Institutes of Medicine? Is it the CDC? Who is saying Giggly Goop is the best thing for heart disease? Because that's a pretty... You know, that's a pretty powerful endorsement. And when you look and you see the study of the author or the makers of Giggly Goop, you're like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, this is just a bunch of Giggly Goop. But, you know, if the CDC or the, you know, task force or if an entity not associated with the company is saying, wow, guys, look at this, then, you know, there's a lot more credence. Okay, well, you know, same thing. You hear an article saying exercise lowers your risk of cancer. Okay, so, you know, if there was a study where they were like, look, I'm going to watch you work out, and you have breast cancer rampant in the family. I mean, a good way to do this is you take twins, okay? And not that twins will get the exact same cancer and the exact same breast at the exact same time to the exact same degree. But you take a set of twins whose mother, aunt, sister all had breast cancer. Not that I would ask anybody to volunteer to do this, but this would be a study for a cause and effect. And you see these twins and watch them exercise. And you document how much they exercise. And you watch them over a period of years until, God forbid, they start to develop breast cancer. And you maybe have one twin work out less than the other. And you see if there was a difference. Again, really difficult to, it's difficult to, you know, break this down. All right. So, so what other types of cancer besides breast, colon, and lung? So they looked at leukemia, which is cancer in the blood, you know, blood cancer, blood cells go rogue, myeloma, cancers of the esophagus, liver, kidney, stomach, endometrium, rectum, bladder, head and neck. Head and neck cancer will go down if you exercise, they say. Now, some of you guys are like, well, wait a second. She said esophageal, liver, kidney, stomach, endometrium, rectum, bladder. She named all of them. I did not name all the cancers. I didn't bring up skin. Okay, they didn't mention skin. They didn't mention cervix. They didn't mention prostate, although I wouldn't be surprised if it helped with prostate. Current federal guidelines for exercise is this, guys. 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity a week or 75 minutes of vigorous activity. These are aimed at heart health, but also for cancer prevention. So 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity a week or they cut it down to 75 minutes of vigorous activity. So you go for an hour and 15-minute run once a week. That counts. Moderate intensity exercise involves brisk walking, tennis, yet vigorous activity includes jogging or swimming laps. This is according to the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. So Dr. Moore and his colleagues focused on leisure time physical activity, like outside work, household chores, which is voluntary physical activity typically done to improve health. About half of all Americans adults do not meet the federal minimum recommendation for exercise. Prior research has linked exercise to reduced risk of breast, colon cancer, but no study has attempted to look at the effect of physical activity on different types of cancer. So the researchers looked at data from 12 U.S. and European studies, had a database of 1.4 million adults, aged anywhere from 19 to 98, and then they examined whether self-reported physical activity made a difference in risk of 26 cancers. And they found that it reduced half the risk of multiple cancers. So, all right. And by the way, a higher level of physical activity was associated with a 7% lower risk of total cancer. Now, one of you had asked, when I had talked to you about these studies before, is it exercise outside or exercise inside? You know, most of you work out in a gym. And God bless you for doing it. I think that's great. I work out indoors. I got a treadmill, etc. Because, again, I'm at risk for melanoma. But what if these people exercising, going out for a jog, swimming outside, playing tennis, what if this cancer risk is going down because of sunlight? See, these are the things that have to be figured out. Okay, I mean, I want you to exercise. Okay, if you are prone to melanoma, fine. Work out indoors. But how much of this is you are outside like you're supposed to, getting sun and, you know, feeling good? It's something that has to be studied. So why? Why is exercise protective? Well, physical activity reduces levels of hormones like estrogen, and these have been linked to different types of cancer. Also, exercise helps control levels of insulin and insulin-like growth factor. So it kind of lubricates the key. Insulin is the key to get sugar out of the blood cells into the cells. So being more prone to diabetes could put you at risk as well. They say people that work out also have lower levels of inflammation. The cells appear to be subject to less oxidative stress and are more capable of repairing damaged DNA that might cause cancer. So Dr. Gammon is a co-author of an editorial accompanying the study, and she said she was really happy that we saw a 42% risk reduction found in esophageal cancer. Now, esophageal cancer, very, very scary stuff. Many of you have known somebody who died of esophageal cancer, and that scares the heck out of you. And why does esophageal cancer scare you? Because, one, it's not found until it's more full-blown. But, two, when you ask somebody who had a family member who died of esophageal cancer, what the hell were his symptoms? They go, well, he kept reaching for the antacids. Well, how many of us hit the antacids? That's scary stuff. So now, here we are. That could be any of us. Now, I notice that if I skip a day or two of working out because I'm traveling, I start to have more reflux. But when I'm working out, I hardly have any at all. So then less acid reflux, the less change on the cells, and then the less ability to get esophageal cancer. So I see how that works. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details in the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.